Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Red Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Molly and Haw. Biggs time.
The Biggs Report. With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Molly and Haw. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, we were talking about it this morning, and you wrote about it in the Tribune this morning that really, everything kind of went against the Bears yesterday. As good as everyone was feeling coming out of Thursday, you need a little help, and you certainly didn't get it from the likes of the Lions or the Washington Redskins, and even with the Rams winning,
Rams,
they're ahead of you. You know, so that is not, they're not in the playoffs, but they're ahead of you, so not a good deal.
Yeah, well, it shows what you get when you count on the Lions and the Redskins to take care of business for you. leaves you in a bit of a tough spot, and yeah, with the Rams kind of looking a little bit like the team from a year ago last night, an impressive win for them. So the Bears have got their work cut out for them. Number one, they've got to go to Green Bay and get a victory this week. They should have confidence that they can play well against this Packers team. They held that Green Bay offense to 10 points back in the opener. Of course, their offense did less, but they played well when they went to Lambeau Field for the season opener a year ago. I think they feel like they can hang in there with the Packers. So the number one thing is they've got to get a win there. Then the Vikings have to go out to play the Chargers, who played well for probably the first time in a while yesterday, beating a badly spiraling Jacksonville team. So you say, well, what are the Vikings' chances? I think they're a little bit different team away from the dome. They're 6-0 in Minnesota this year at home. So they're a little bit different team on the road. And then if you look back in history, I did this yesterday, the Vikings going out to the Pacific time zone, not real good, guys. 1-8 or 1-7 in their last 8 or 9 trips to the West Coast to play a game. So the Bears are looking at the scoreboard. The Vikings have got to lose here soon to really give the Bears a boost. But the number one thing they've got to do is take care of their own business.
Yeah, Brad, as they get back to work today, is it a silly question to wonder from the Bears' perspective which Aaron should be concern them the most on Sunday? Aaron Rodgers, because of what he does historically against everybody, including the Bears, or Aaron Jones, who had a big day yesterday and is putting together a pretty nice season?
Yeah, and that's something you recall back to the opener between those two teams, and he didn't do as much. So yeah, listen, it's Aaron Rodgers though. Come on. I mean, the guy has found a way to perform surgery on the Bears in the fourth quarter and really all quarters throughout his career. But that gives them that 1-2 punch that can be problematic. Now, the Cowboys had that 1-2 punch with Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott, and Elliott had the one long run, you know, 31, 32 yards, I think it was, on Thursday. But other than that, they did a pretty nice job containing him. So that'll be interesting, because if Aaron Jones gets going a little bit, that's going to create all sorts of options for Rodgers, no question about that.
What does Akeem Hicks mean to this team? What does his return mean, and how will that be balanced by Roquan missing time?
Yeah, that's a boy. When you talk about balancing that, that's a tough one because you've got one guy that flies around and makes plays, and you got another guy that's disruptive and can allow the people behind him to fly around and make plays. Ultimately, is it a wash? I don't know about that. But if Hicks gets promoted and the expectation is that will be the case, I think the first question you're going to have is where is the stamina? How much is he going to be able to give them in terms of snaps when he's rolling? We've seen it in the past. I mean, he's a guy that was playing 85% of the snaps on defense. I don't think they'll get back to that point. I think they'll be pretty happy if they could get into 75% before the end of this season. But we'll have to see where he's at for the first time out. But that should really help everyone around him. Maybe Leonard Floyd, a guy who looks like an all-pro player when he plays the Green Bay Packers. I mean, over the course of his career, Floyd's had his best games against Green Bay.
Brad, is it possible, likely or unlikely, that Mitch Trubisky can do something in the final three games, I guess to continue what he's done in the last three games, to change the Bears' minds or to close the door on the possibility that they would bring in a veteran quarterback in the offseason?
Boy, I mean, so you're talking about the Bears, you know, because I think the...
Can he play well enough to where they say after the Vikings game, say, okay, we're not going to go after Andy Dalton. We're going to shut the door on Derek Carr. We're not going to consider those possibilities.
Yeah. I mean, right now, they're making this decision, not Joe Public. Okay, they're making this decision, I'd say likely. Joe Public making the decision, I'd say possibly. Mitch was fantastic against Dallas in every aspect, okay? That doesn't erase what happened in the previous 12 games. And the idea that he's played, you know, I'll give him playing well in the game before that. I didn't think he played particularly well against the Giants. You know, we're talking about him playing well for three games in a row. They beat the Giants. They had two touchdown drives. One of them was 3 yards. Against the Giants. I mean, the Giants are terrible. So I'm not buying into that one a whole lot. But he was fantastic against the Cowboys. Deserves all the credit for that. The entire offense was played really well. The offensive line deserves a lot of credit. You know, it was a big group effort. It's going to be fascinating to see how Mitch Trubisky performs in the final three games. But one Thursday night game against Dallas, to me, doesn't eliminate what happened in the previous 12 weeks, where you had, you know, a little bit of injury time that he missed, and then some games that were not of the standard that you'd want to see in 2020.
The Bears, obviously, every game is an elimination game at this point as you look at this, but the fact is they may end up with 10 wins and still be eliminated. It's there's a lot of work to be done here at the end of the year, and they really do need a break. And when you start, you know, talking about that, we have texters checking in saying, well, maybe this team won't be playing somebody, or maybe this team won't be playing someone. The problem is that everybody's kind of positioning for a possibility of getting a bye. I mean, certainly.
Right, Green Bay and Minnesota, yeah.
Yes, and even the Chiefs. If you talk about the Chiefs, you know, they're with New England suddenly vulnerable, that makes life easier for the Chiefs, maybe.
Right, to get a bye, because we know that the Super Bowl winner for a while now, guys, has not played on Wild Card Weekend. So what's the first thing you have to do if you want to have a chance to have the trophy? You got to make the playoffs. What's the next thing you really have to do? Again, this is over a stretch of time now. I think it's been the last 5-6 years. you've got to get a first round bye. You've got to avoid playing on wild card weekend. So there's a huge motivation to get one of the top two seeds. And yeah, I don't see the Bears encountering a game here where, you know, magically a handful of outstanding players on the other roster are going to be on the sideline. They're going to have to go out and do it against the other team's best. Now, they've won four of their last five. They've got some momentum. I'm not going to put anything past them, but I think they opened up, and I thought the number was high yesterday, guys. I believe they opened as a seven-point underdog up at Lambeau Field. That may have moved down
it's
since.
It's dropped to five, yeah, it's according down to, five. To Joe yeah. O, our guy.
Okay, yeah. So it, yeah, that's a pretty good drop overnight. But that kind of tells you what they think in Vegas anyway.
Brad, yesterday Adrian Amos had his first interception since the week one game against the Bears. When we see the Packers playing the Bears, obviously you want to compare HaHa Clinton Dix versus Amos. They kind of swap teams and trade of safeties. What do you think about the year he's having compared to the year that HaHa Clinton Dix is having?
Well, I think that Clinton Dix is giving him better value for the money. I think he's been... HaHa's been a little bit more or a lot more sound on the back end than I thought he would be. You know, talking to some people from around the league, they thought he was going to take some poor angles. You'd see him miss some tackles, and he's been steady. He hasn't been spectacular for them. You know, you saw Amos over the course of his career, and the Bears, you know, were always a little hesitant to really want to pay that long term. I don't know that I'd want to pay what I've seen from HaHa Clinton Dix long term either. But the Bears have certainly, in my opinion, and I haven't seen every Packers game, but in my opinion, from what I have seen of HaHa versus the action I've seen for Amos in Green Bay, I think HaHa's been a better value buy for the Bears defense.
All right, Big Z, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.